For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. The United States House of Representatives voted to pass TrumpCare, the Republican replacement for Obamacare, on Thursday. The vote was 217 for, 213 against. After the vote, House Republicans were celebrated by Donald Trump in the Rose Garden, where he gloated about the win.
You know, coming from a different world and only being a politician for a short period of time, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it, right? I don't know. I thought you needed a little bit more time. They always told me more time, but we didn't.
With House Republicans standing behind him, Speaker Paul Ryan smiling, Trump said, "We want to brag about the plan." Then he returned to his oft-repeated criticism of Obamacare.
It's been a catastrophe, and this is a great plan. I actually think it will get even better. And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimated in March that the GOP bill would end coverage for 24 million people over a decade. That office also said the bill's subsidies would be less generous for many, especially lower earning and older people not yet 65 and qualifying for Medicare. A CBO estimate for the cost of the latest version of this House bill wasn't ready before the House vote, and Republicans were held to task for this by the Democrats, and they were criticized for rushing the bill through. Representative Jean Green from Texas says TrumpCare is nothing more than broken promises and mean-spirited policy.
It would mean higher health care costs for more than 24 million hardworking Americans losing their health coverage. Key protections are gutted. Older Americans are hung out to dry. The end of Medicaid as we know it and cuts in Medicare. If TrumpCare passes, Americans will be with pre-existing conditions could be pushed off their insurance and sent into high-risk pools that are not affordable. High-risk insurance pools do not work when everyone in the pool is a high risk.
The shouts of protesters as legislators left the building on Thursday after the vote on their way to that celebration with Donald Trump in the Rose Garden. TrumpCare isn't very rosy at all, according to New York representatives Yvette Clark, Adriano Espaillat, and Hakeem Jeffries, among others. For them, TrumpCare is a disaster. Here's Brooklyn Congressmember Yvette Clark.
This dangerous and destructive bill leaves 24 million Americans without coverage. It will cause the uninsured rate from my district in Brooklyn, New York, to skyrocket to over 12% and leaves over 400,000 Brooklynites in my district without coverage. Because of the severe cuts to Medicaid, this bill will also put people in a terrible position of having to choose between being able to eat, being able to obtain life-sustaining medication, or visiting their doctors. Which one do you, Mr. Speaker, suggest they choose? For most Americans, Medicaid benefits are not the end goal, but rather provides temporary support. And for seniors, Medicaid can mean the difference between nursing home care and dying alone. I urge my colleagues to consider the harmful and deadly real-life impact of this legislation, and I vehemently oppose it. I ask that we resist this cynical reverse Robin Hood sham and that takes from the poor and gives to the rich. As President Lincoln said, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. This is a sham.
Mr. Speaker, I yield for the purpose of a unanimous consent request to the gentleman from New York, Mr. Espaillat.
Upper Manhattan Representative Adriano Espaillat.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to enter into the record a letter from AFSCME, which states this bill will cause millions to lose their health coverage and return to the days when even inadequate coverage was unaffordable.
Without objection.
Speaker, I yield 1 minute to the gentleman from New York.
Mr. Speaker, I strongly oppose this bill. We all should. Protecting ACA is a top issue for my constituents. Constituents like Leslie Gauthier, who without the protections of the ACA would not have gotten the treatment for leukemia that she was diagnosed, yes, at the age of 22. Leslie is now in remission thanks to Obamacare. For Leslie, the ACA protections like essential health benefits were a matter of life and death. This Republican bill would destroy those patient protections. Under the ACS in my district, 5% drop in uninsured rates, subsidized based on income and region and not on age. Medicaid expansion covering 156,000 people will be lost. The president promised not to cut Medicaid. This bill guts it by $880 billion. This bill is a gut punch to America. Pregnant women seeking health care, kicked to the curb. Patients with pre-existing conditions, kicked to the curb. Senior citizens who will have to pay more for less, kicked to the curb. Over 24 million people, including 6.5 million Latinos, kicked to the curb. We demand Republicans stop kicking to the curb Americans.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker, I yield for the purpose of a unanimous consent request to the gentleman from New York, Mr. Jeffries.
Brooklyn, Queens, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, just before the vote on Thursday.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to enter into the record a letter from SEIU, which states this legislation will leave millions without health insurance and decimate the Medicaid program.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 1 minute to the gentleman from New York.
The gentleman's going to ask for 1 minute.
The House majority has once again made clear that under Republican rule, the system is rigged. The fix is in. The deck is stacked against hardworking Americans. And Exhibit A is your reckless Republican health care plan. Under Trump Care, 24 million Americans will lose access to health insurance. Under Trump Care, a draconian age tax will be imposed on people between 50 and 64. Under Trump Care, costs will go up, premiums will go up, co-pays will go up, deductibles will go up. Under Trump Care, tens of millions of Americans who are living with pre-existing conditions will be screwed. House Republicans are out to destroy the American health care system as we know it.
To Republican House members, Hakeem Jeffries says you will be held accountable. Here's another member of the New York delegation, chair of the Democratic Caucus, Bronx-Queens Congressmember Joe Crowley.
The gentleman from New York is recognized for 1 minute.
I thank the gentleman. Well, here we go again. The majority thinks they finally found the right combination of political giveaways to pass their bill. A bill that, we have to remember, still kicks 24 million Americans off their health care coverage. It still charges seniors more. It still takes away the most basic protections of your health plan that it should cover. And despite what you hear, this latest Band-Aid amendment is not going to change any of that. That's just what we know so far, since this bill was built on backroom deals and haphazard guesses. We don't even know how much this bill will cost. Not just dollars added to the deficit, but the human cost of how much more damaging this bill will be. It's the height of irresponsible governing, not just rushing something through without full and fair consideration. Frankly, we're getting used to that on our side of the aisle. But to force through a bill that you know is going to hurt, it's going to hurt 24 million Americans. It's more than irresponsible. It's just plain wrong.
But New York's Chris Collins, who represents Batavia, Hamburg, and Geneseo in upstate New York, says Trump Care is a great game changer.
We have the chance to eliminate excruciating mandates and taxes that are suffocating our economy and marketplaces. Under Obamacare, premiums have increased by over 37% since 2014, and one-third of counties in this country have only one insurance provider. 4.7 million Americans were kicked off the insurance coverage they wanted to maintain, despite President Obama's promise that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. But today, we have the chance to lower premiums, increase competition amongst insurance providers, and improve access to health insurance for all Americans. And we finally have the chance to formally reject an unprecedented government overreach into health care and take the first step towards giving patients control over their own health. In Western New York, this bill will have even more profound benefits. The amendment that I authored with Representative John Faso will relieve county governments in New York of a $2.3 billion unfunded mandate forced onto county taxpayers by the governor of New York and will substantially reduce the tax burdens of property owners across New York State. This one provision of the American Health Care Act will save taxpayers in the eight counties that I represent over $470 million a year. This is a game changer for local New York governments and restores a fundamental tenet of representative democracies, that the level of government that makes the decision about spending should be responsible for raising those funds. I'm proud to stand up for Western New Yorkers whose voices have been silenced for too long. And I am proud to vote for the freedom, fiscal responsibility, and local decision-making this bill guarantees.
Gentleman's time has expired.
I urge all my colleagues to do the same, and I yield
back. Gentleman from New Jersey.
New Jersey Congressmember Frank Pallone.
Mr. Speaker, I remind my colleague from New York that his vote for this bill will take away protections for 3,031,000 people in New York with pre-existing conditions.
Massachusetts Representative Joe Kennedy says he sees the health care bill as a manifestation of the mean-spirited nature of the Trump administration.
This bill doesn't just cut coverage and hike premiums, all for a tax cut for the wealthy. It codifies a worldview by this administration that is dead set on dividing America along the lines of the God of your prayers, who you love, where you come from, or your fate and fortune. We see it in their tax plan, in their budget cuts, and immigration policy, and now in healthcare. In a worldview that scapegoats the struggling and the suffering, that sees fault in illness, that rejects the most basic universal truth of the human existence, that every single one of us one day will be brought to our knees by a diagnosis we didn't expect, a phone call we can't imagine, and a loss we cannot endure. So we take care of each other, because but for the grace of God, there go I one day. And we hope that we will be shown that mercy too. It is the ultimate test of the character of this country confronting our chamber today. Not the power we give the strong, but the strength with which we embrace the weak.
Massachusetts Representative Joe Kennedy. Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, he's a Democrat from Maryland, he says the bill takes away health care for those with pre-existing conditions.
No matter how Republicans try to spin it, healthcare advocates from the AMA to AARP to everybody that follows have said that it ends protection for those with pre-existing conditions. It ends protections for those with pre-existing conditions. It ends protections for those with pre-existing conditions. And it takes away essential health benefits like doctor visits, emergency room visits, and prescription drugs.
An issue which kept coming up again and again was funding for women's health. It kept getting bashed. Republicans made clear they want to take away federal funding for abortion and for Planned Parenthood, even though it performs an array of health services. Here's Congressmember Neil Dunn. He's a Republican from Florida.
The American Health Care Act will create a patient-centered system that will lower the cost of health care and serve patients. This act eliminates Obamacare's taxes, subsidies, and mandates. It defunds Planned Parenthood. It puts Medicaid on a budget, and it is the largest entitlement reform in a generation.
There's much emotion in the health care debate. Some House members say they feel the weight of their constituents. Here's former head of the Congressional Black Caucus, G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina, pleading with colleagues to vote against the bill.
My information is that you posted this bill at 8 o'clock last night. The Congressional Budget Office has not given it a score. They have not told the American people how much it's going to cost or how many people it's going to affect. You've skyrocketed premiums for hardworking Americans who have pre-existing conditions, and that's what my colleagues need to understand. If you are an average 40-year-old adult with a pre-existing condition and have diabetes, your premiums will rise $400 a month, it is estimated. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, $800 a month. And heaven forbid, if you have some pre-existing condition involving cancer, the numbers just go off of the chart. You know, and I know, this bill will not see the light of day in the Senate. this is a political stunt to save face with your right-wing base. You know it, and we know it. If this wasn't so serious, affecting the economy and the affordability of insurance, I would say just go on and do it, because you will lose your opportunity to serve in this House, and you will ultimately lose the majority. Don't do it. Forget about politics. Don't, but think about the 24 million Americans who were not able be able to afford health insurance coverage. That's why the American Medical Association, AARP, Nurses Association, and all of the other stakeholder groups have pleaded with you. They have called your office. They have written you letters. They have written us letters. Don't do it. I ask you to vote no on this ill-conceived legislation. I yield back.
Time's expired.
The vote was close, 217 to 213. Now the measure goes to the Senate, where it's expected to undergo substantial changes. Democrat Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut tweeted, "This will go down as the day the at-house GOP put shameful stunts ahead of their constituents' lives and livelihoods." Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Whip, warned that voters will know and remember who voted for the bill. MoveOn.org sent out a message for Republicans who voted for Trump Care. It says, "This vote will end your political career." Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.